And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to the program as the sun sets. On this Ash Wednesday, we come together to pray the evening prayer of the church. I hope you've had a good day. Traveling on your way home now, maybe you're on your way to Mass. Who knows? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, welcome to the evening prayer of the church with me, Father Emil. Let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us and to lead us in prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Somewhere in the night,
So being Ash Wednesday, we pray the evening prayer of the church, and the Psalms, if you have your breviaries with you, are from the fourth week of the Psalter, Wednesday of the fourth week of the Psalter. How wonderful is this knowledge of yours that you have shown me, Lord. Psalm 138, the Lord sees all things. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. And if I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. And if I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How wonderful is this knowledge of yours that you have shown me, Lord. I am the Lord who test the mind and heart, and I give each man what his conduct deserves. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the Lord who test the mind and heart, and I give each man what his conduct deserves. All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being. Our Gospel reading this evening on the feast, on the day of Ash Wednesday, is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be careful not to parade your good deeds before men to attract their notice. By doing this, you will lose all reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give alms, do not have it trumpeted before you. This is what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win people's admiration. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you give alms, your left hand must not know what your right is doing. Your almsgiving must be secret, and your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not imitate the hypocrites. They love to say their prayers, standing up in the synagogues, at the street corners for people to see them. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you pray, go to your private room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in that secret place. And your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not put on a gloomy look as the hypocrites do. They pull long faces to let men know that they are fasting. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that no one will know you are fasting except your Father who sees all that is done in secret. And your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you." Ash Wednesday, my goodness. Yes, the time as the year has come around, and once again we start the season of Lent. And when we say Lent, what comes to mind? I suppose what comes to mind immediately is Lent is a time that begins with Ash Wednesday, and it's a time of giving up things. And so we're always asked, what are you giving up for Lent? Mm-hmm. I can see you nodding now. Yes, I'm giving this up and I'm giving that up. Well, what are we giving up for Lent? Some people give up drink. Other people give up sweets. Other people give up eating as much as they normally do. Some people give up drinking this or that. So it is really normally a time of sort of giving up and so on. And I remember once I had a colleague, a Dominican friar, who used to say, one year he gave up chocolate. But whenever chocolate was dished out, he used to keep it, put it in his drawer. And then after Easter, we'd have a drawer full of chocolate that everybody else had during Lent, but he had kept until Easter time. And then he had a great feast of lots of chocolate in his drawer. Well, anyway, those are sort of things that one goes through. We go through all these kind of ups and downs in Lent. Let's have a look and see what Lent is really all about. I would like to suggest that Lent is really not just a question of giving up. And I think that's the least we can do, is to give up something for Lent. That giving up is a sign of something that's deep down inside us, that our giving things up is really an attempt to try and draw a little bit closer to the Lord. And I think that's really at the bottom line. That's really what we're trying to do during Lent, is to draw a little closer to the Lord. And the gospel today gives us some little clues about how we can do that. It speaks about three things. It speaks about almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Almsgiving is really looking around and see, are there people out there who really need my help? Do you have it within you to help people with a little gift? Maybe there are people in your life that often knock on your door, or that you stop at the traffic lights and they are there, the same person every day, and you always just turn away and look away and say, well, that's it. Are you going to say during Lent, let me try and be generous and at least give something to the people that have very little? A time of generosity, of giving something of what we have to other people. And I think Lent is a time of just doing this, not to attract people's notice. That's not the issue. Whether you're giving alms, whether you're praying, or whether you're fasting, it's not a question of drawing attention to people. We know how in the last couple of days Jesus has been talking to the Pharisees, who love to do their things, and they used to practice all the rituals and so on, and people knew that they were doing these sorts of things, and they were not afraid of showing their faithfulness in carrying out all their rituals. And these sorts of things that we can do and that we should be doing during Lent, it's not for us to draw attention and to attract attention from people, not at all, but it is a time for us to be generous with what we have, whether it be with our food, with our money, with our time, whatever it is, to be generous in almsgiving towards others. All right, so I'm just going to go through these three things. So being generous in almsgiving towards others. So when we see people in need, let's try and help them as much as we can. When we pray, it's not sitting in the restaurant and making a big sign of the cross to draw everybody's attention to us, that we are in Lent and that we are Catholic and that we are praying. And we stand up and we make the big sign of the cross and say our grace before meals, or do this in the church or whatever it is. Prayer is not drawing attention to what we are doing, but rather prayer is really being in touch with the Lord, staying in touch with the Lord, just being with the Lord. And that's why Jesus says, go into your private room. Jesus did this. He used to go onto the mountainside where he was alone with his Father, just to be with his Father in prayer, to be in union with his Father in prayer. And it is here that he drew his strength from his contact, his immediate contact with his Father. And so he's saying that when we pray, don't be like the hypocrites and try and draw the attention of people, that people can say, oh, look at this man. Isn't he really holy? Look at the way he prays. Listen to the way he prays. Look at the way he prays, and so on. Jesus says that's not the aim of prayer. The prayer is there for us to bring us into a deep relationship with the Lord. And thirdly, with regard to fasting, to say, oh, during Lent, every day I had only one meal and I only drank water, and we let people know this. And so fasting becomes something that we draw the attention of people to. And the Lord says, we don't do this. We don't put on the gloomy look when we're fasting. Not at all, he says. When you fast, he says, put oil on your head and wash your face so that no one will know that you're fasting except your Father in heaven. So in other words, Jesus is saying, whether we are praying, whether we are fasting, whether we are being generous in almsgiving, it's not to draw attention from people or draw attention to what we are doing, but rather it is something that we are doing in the intimacy of our hearts with God our Father. Now, I think all these things that we do during Lent, whatever they might be, these are there to help us to move a little closer to God. And I think if we are to count the success of our Lent, it's something you must count deep in your own heart. Not how many hours people have seen me praying, how much money I've given out to the poor, not at all. It's just that we change our lives, that we become a bit more generous, that we fast, yes, it's deep within us, that we pray, that we are generous with what we have, but it's all aimed at drawing us a little closer to the Lord. Come back to me. That was the message of the prophets. And I think for me, Lent is a time of coming back to the Lord. Because during the year, we tend to wander a little bit, isn't that true? We tend to spend a bit too much on ourselves and indulge a little bit too much. Well, Lent is a time for us now to stop ourselves in our tracks and just say, well, let me come a little bit closer to the Lord. So that's what I invite you to do now during Lent. Yes, pray, give almsgiving and fast. But remember, what we are really trying to do is to draw a little closer to the Lord. And I pray that this Lenten season is going to be a time for you to draw a little closer to the Lord. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing. Now, to God be honor and glory. He has sealed the new covenant in the blood of Christ and renews it in the sacrament of the altar. In confidence we pray, Lord, bless your people. Lord, guide nations and their rulers according to your will, and may they work for the common good with one mind and heart. And renew the spirit of service in those who left all to follow Christ, and may the holiness of your church be revealed in their lives. You have made all people in your likeness. Help them to rid the world of every injustice. Come with your truth and friendship to those who have lost their way. Teach us how to help them. And let the dead enter into your glory. Let them praise you forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Support us, Lord, as with this Lenten fast we begin our Christian warfare, so that in doing battle against the spirit of evil, we may be armed with the weapon of self-denial. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
This mysteries we see.
Child, he will not abandon you.
For the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory.
Should you turn and forsake him, he will gently call your name. Should you wander away from him, he will always take you back.
For the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the Lord
as he swore to your fathers when the flood destroyed the land. He will never forsake you. He will swear to you again.
For the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God.
And there we leave it on this Ash Wednesday. I wish you well. I hope you get home safely. And above all, I pray and I trust that you're going to have a very fruitful Lent. Please pray for me as well, and I'll pray for you, that somehow in this time of Lent we'll draw a little closer to the Lord. From me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.